Okay, I'm just grabbing him.
Hi there, JR. Thank you so much for holding, sir. My name is Paul, and I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara did want me to get on the line to get you the details of the service and the accurate price, being that the business is just a couple few years old. You still qualify as a newer business. Happy Tuesday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
So far, doctors and this and that and the other, so
yeah, I hear you. One of those days. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking right now at your Facebook page. And you use Google yourself, right?
I do.
Okay. And you're familiar with
a whole
lot
of Hunting Park.
Right. I mean, you know, it's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And that's the power of this particular listing. People don't call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. They don't use the yellow pages anymore. But we do use Google. We do use our smartphone. We hop on a computer or a smartphone. We just type in what we're looking for. 9 times out of 10, we call and hire something and someone off of what we see on that search result, off of that first page, right? And your business, I mean, you do quality work. I can tell that from your Facebook page. And I'm sure you can handle at least a little bit more work here and there. The reduced rate, I mean, less than 5 years is what we consider a newer business. And boy, we try to make it as affordable as we can for younger companies. Now, this would not be like an introductory rate that would balloon up on you later on. It's just kind of more of like an assistance program to make it affordable for newer businesses.
Right.
Now, we offer our service on a month-to-month basis, and that being said, you know, your success is our success, and we've been doing this for almost 20 years. Our clients tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So, you know, Google,
right.
Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, there'd be Facebook paid ads. We can quickly and easily target anywhere in your service area. I know you'll go a little bit farther for dozer work, and we can get specific too. You know, the farther away we go, the more we're, you know, marketing your business for the dozer work and not the delivery, right? We want to make it cost effective for you, and we certainly want to make the service
right.
affordable. So you'd save well over 50% off the normal cost of the service, and as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate will stay with you as long as you stay with us. You'd be looking at exactly $249.00 as an exact amount. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it would be that amount. Now, I did notice, I think Tara found it when she was looking for an actual website for you, but I noticed the Angie lead. You know, it used to be Home Advisor, now it's kind of combined with Angie's List. So it's Home Advisor powered by Angie. But with that, you pay for every lead, you know, and you might pay $40 or $60 on the low end. You might pay $140 on the high end. If it looks on paper to be a bigger job, you would certainly be expected to pay more for it, whether you get the job or not. So this is almost always
about
more.
It, you know, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay.
I've heard bad things about it, like, you know, nobody answering the calls when you call, just fake leads and stuff, and you still pay for them.
Well, you've heard, I mean, correct, because I've heard the same thing going back more than 10 years, you know, it's been about 5 years since it's been Angie Leads, but before that it was Home Advisor. Before that, it was Service Magic, and it's the same exact company. And I've been speaking with business owners even back when it was Service Magic 10 years ago, and they all do say the same thing that you're saying. At best, it's hit or miss. A lot of times you can't even get in touch with somebody, and you know, no matter what, it's a shared lead. Even if it's a good, solid lead of an actual person who wants to hire somebody, a couple few of your competitors are getting that same lead. They might even get it before you. I hear people say all the time, I called it as soon as I got it, and someone said they already scheduled it with one of my competitors. So it is a potentially expensive service. Of course, you know, you will get some jobs here and there, and for some companies it does make enough money, it makes enough dollars for it to make sense. But for others, it just is, you know, good money going after bad. You know, you pay for a lead, it doesn't work out, you try and get another one thinking you're eventually going to make your money back. Sometimes you chase that rabbit too far down that hole and you find yourself a couple thousand dollars in debt for leads that never turned into a job. I would hate to have that happen to you. Fortunately, you haven't started paying for leads yet, and this is almost always more affordable. I mean, it's $249 as a flat rate, so we're basically talking about the equivalent of maybe two or three leads, right? You might pay that or be expected to pay that in a week, right? So this is for the entire month, but it's always more profitable. I mean, you're talking about Google versus Angie leads. First of all, you're going to reach more people, and you know, most people that go on Google are not looking around for, you know, a bunch of different estimates. And some people use Angie's because they know they're going to get multiple phone calls, multiple bids. With this, instead of being in a bidding war with your competition, you're essentially having a potential customer in your area choose you over the competition. Now, JR, you know that you won't always, you know, get the job. You won't always get the phone call. You won't be the only company that people see on that first page. But that's okay, because the calls that you get will be from someone who saw a website for you first. You know, and they're, we'll build a website for you, and I'm going to include it at no additional cost. Like I said, it's month to month, so we definitely want you to see success from the very beginning. And I'm asking my supervisor and waiting to hear a response if I can include that website at no additional cost. So that way the people that call you will have made a conscious, educated, informed decision to call you. Usually by the time they even start dialing your number, it is because they want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is that flat rate. Again, it's the reduced rate of exactly $249.00. If my supervisor allows it, the website will be included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. In fact, there would not be any additional cost for anything. You know, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So really straightforward pricing. It would bill once a month for that exact amount of $249. There's going to be just a one-time setup fee of $99, but I did reduce that from $299 down to $99, so you're saving another $200 there. That's just to help us offset the cost of all the content that we have to create for you. So, I mean, it's as comprehensive as it can get. We can do that for you. Google Home, Apple, Alexa. I mean, it's a comprehensive service that we can provide for you, okay? We want to make it as easy as possible for somebody who is in your area looking for someone who does what you do, and whether they're searching on a laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC, vehicles with internet access, voice-activated searches. I mean, we want to make it as easy as we can for someone who may need your service to know that you're in the area. And that's the whole name of the game, right? I mean, you do quality work. You've got a Facebook page already. We would connect your Facebook page, link it right to your website. So what you've already got working will continue to work for you. It's just going to reach more people, okay? Now, right. There would also be the social media campaign, the Facebook ads. So you'll have the best of both worlds. I mean, when someone goes on Google or Bing and they're doing an active search trying to find someone to call, you'll be one of those options. And you'll get phone calls. And the exact moment that someone in your area is trying to find someone who does what you do, you'll be there as one of those options. And then on Facebook, maybe they've got a project in the back of their head. They're not actively searching for something, but they'll see your website. And from there, they can pick up the phone and call you directly. Now, Facebook ads are very affordable. They cost like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that $249 actually has $100 of Facebook ads included. That's about 400 clicks. That's a great way for us, especially to target, you know, for dozer work anyway, 7,500 miles away. If it's profitable enough for you to travel out there, you want to be getting those phone calls and those opportunities. The best part about it is you're not paying for that phone call. You're not paying, you know, per click or per lead, no matter how many calls you get. You kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. And for the work that you do, I mean, Tara says it's pretty much just you and another guy, a driver who 64, 65, I think she said in there. But it's not meant to inundate you with more work than you can handle. You know, that steady stream of calls, getting the opportunities your way, you can pick the job that's closer to home or the bigger job that pays you well, even if you have to travel for it, you know, for dozer work. No matter how many jobs you get, like I said, big jobs or small, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month. It's the same flat rate, that $249. It's that one-time $99 setup fee that only attaches to the first month. If I can, Junior, get the website included, you know, build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you. I mean, it's month to month for a good reason, right? We have to make it work. We have to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing. We have to earn your business 1 month at a time. So if I could get that website included, having this as a better option, even my clients that have had success with their lead service, whether it's the one that you've got, or something like Thumbtack, or Networks, or Craftjack. They all work about the same. The only thing that really changes is how many of your competitors get the same leads you get and how much you're paying for leads. But even my clients that had success and, you know, pretty good conversion rate with the leads that they got, they still, once we get their phone ringing, will scale back on their leads. I think every business owner prefers to get calls directly to them versus paying for leads or chasing down a lead or being in a bidding war with the competition. And this puts the power of Google to work directly for you, kind of cuts the middleman out and just gets your phone ringing directly. JR, if I could get that website included and everything kind of as an out-the-door cost, that flat rate, being that it's month-to-month, would you want to give it a shot and see how it works?
I might. Now, does that include voice search?
So, you know, we have done voice search in the past as part of that same package. Now, I might be able to make a special request to include it at no additional cost, right? But since the beginning of the year, I think they're charging $19.99 or something like that for the add-on service. It got a little more expensive, so we stopped including it. But I can make a special request and see if we can include it at no additional cost. I mean, like I said,
that busy people just hit the voice when they, you know, restaurants in my area, especially traveling.
I do the same
thing. But, you know, things like that, I do. And I've seen some guy. I got a friend that's very wealthy, and he does a lot of different work and stuff. We actually work together sometimes. He has his own company. I have mine, but we work together. We got several like that are big contractors around here. And then when they need help hauling or they need help clearing a lot or something, they just call us because it's more convenient for them to pay someone to buy all the equipment. And
yeah.
They I've seen them just time after time, you know, even if they're texting, they're like, hey, call me back in 30 minutes or something like that, you know, and they're using their voice commands more than typing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are that way. You know, we look for convenience. We look for something quick, something easy. And that's exactly why we hire off of the first page, right? Most consumers will find what they're looking for. They might look at one, two, maybe three different websites until someone catches their eye. But as long as you're one of those options on that first page, you're going to get phone calls. Most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a service. Smart business owners have a website. I mean, everyone understands that a website is a powerful conversion tool, gives somebody who might, you know, need to know that you do what they do or what they're looking for and see some photos and things like that, gives them the reasons to pick up the phone and call you. But a website only works when people see it. And since most websites are not on that first page, most most websites are never seen by their intended audience, kind of like a billboard on a dirt road. And most smart business owners understand that even a modest website, if it's on that first page, if you can get people who are looking for your services to find you as one of those options, you'll get phone calls. Now, the websites that we build are Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven, multiple pages. Most of our clients love the fact that we will take care of all of it. If you want us to add more photos later on down the road, if you want us to run like a senior discount, military discount, a special for a specific service or anything like that, you know, we can always make those changes, swap them in, swap them back out and things like that. There's no additional costs for that. Some of our clients actually love the fact, though, that they can make changes to their website on their own. There is a website editor tool through your tracking system, and you'll have a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases that you're listed for and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. Customers will simply pick up the phone, start calling your phone number. Now, the website that we'll build, JR, it's going to have a contact form as well. So customers, potential customers, can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out, etc. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, and even, you know, who to follow up with. Now, Junior, are you focusing exclusively on residential clients, or are you taking on any commercial work too?
I've taken on some commercial work. Some of the commercial work I integrate it with some other people if it's
okay.
A large job, because we're like a smaller company. We got a couple of excavators and
right.
A couple of trucks and dozer and, you know, skid steers, stuff like that, and backhoes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if I need something larger or something, I can always call on some other companies that I work together with.
So, I mean, that's fantastic, because we can, of course.
And they do make it.
Yeah, I mean, if it's profitable for you to do that, and we can target both residential clients and commercial clients. Again, you're kind of picking the work and the jobs that you want to take from the calls that you get. But if it works out for you to take on even that bigger commercial job, even if you have to, you know, outsource some of it, I mean, at the end of the day, as long as you're making those dollars and having those jobs coming in. And here's the other thing too. I mean, I know you're not like a brand new company 3 or 4 months, but, you know, 3 or 4 years, every new customer that finds you on Google does become someone who would use your services again for a different project, recommend you to their friends and family. So it's going to help you to continue to grow, your client base and those customer relations. I mean, Tara says you're in a small town, but obviously you're traveling for the work. So people, you know, 30, 40, 50, even up to 100 miles away for some of that dozer work that's still profitable for you. When those people can know, hey, you know, this guy's doing what I need. He's got a good looking website. And like I said, you know, we can always put more photos. The original, content creation of the website is included. The hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website is included. I was just about a minute or so reading that message back from my supervisor, but he is allowing me to include that website. Now, part of why I think he did that was I mentioned that, you know, you're still a fairly young company, but also that you're considering doing Angie Leads. And I think he knows as well as I do how expensive that service can get. In fact, he said, you know, for this younger company, someone who is considering Angie Leads especially, I'd be more than willing to include that website for you. So it would be included. And in fact, like I said, straightforward pricing. That's one thing that most business owners, even if they like the lead service, whether it's the one you've got or a different one, even if they're seeing some results with it, most of them don't like that it's hard to budget for. You know, it depends on how many leads you get. It depends on how much each lead costs. Even if you've got a hard cap, sometimes it's less. Sometimes I've heard it's even more than what you said was the hard cap, the maximum you wanted to spend. I've had business owners tell me that, you know, they were charged more than what they wanted to spend in that month. And the other thing, too, is they don't bill you like a credit card would. You know, they just take it right out of your account, and sometimes it's more than you expect. So nobody wants that, right? So I think this is going to be a much better option for you. And I know that my supervisor, well, I've been with the company myself for 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I can almost always get what I'm asking for if I ask nicely enough, right? So when I make a request, I can usually make it happen. So I'm excited for you. I think you're really going to love it. When we get your phone ringing, would this be the number that you would want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
It is,
yeah. It's the one that I see on the Facebook and everything like that. You've got that cool logo with the barbed wire on that. Now, the business is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one comes to you. So the reason I ask is the Angie's has the 563 County Road 512, right? But nobody comes to you. So, you know, Google doesn't want to list the physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And then Tara never did get your last name, sir.
Switcher, S-W-I-T-C-H-E-R. Well, now, I do a lot of times stock material at that address.
Oh, you do?
So if somebody wanted to come look at the material, they could. And plus, there's another business there, too, the one I gave my daughter, the garage and salvage yard.
Tara, put that in the notes. I was trying to understand what she was talking about there, that you had another business and gave it to your daughter. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
So you could have that address listed for someone to see. Okay. And then like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls. The 3722 number, is that a smartphone, or are you able to receive text messages?
It's Android.
Yes. It is an Android. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, when someone fills out the website, you get a text and an email. So the email, if it's a business email, will list it physically on the website. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. JR, what is a good email address either for you or for the company itself?
See, I got one for me, but it stays loaded down. I've had it for 15 years, and I probably get 200 emails a day.
I hear you.
And never delete them. So I'm wondering if I don't need to create one just for JR Sand and Gravel.
Okay. And if you do, we can update that information all the time. Yeah, I'm exactly the same way. I think my wife tells me it's about time to get a new one just because, like you said, you get so many emails, you don't even have time to clear them all. They just start piling up. I think my email is about 16, 17 years old.
Everything online nearly. You know, I've been restoring old classic cars, and I'm always looking for a cheaper way to get a part for a backhoe or a track hoe or something, and it just stays loaded down. And, of course, they sell your information half the time, so everybody's contacting you via email.
Yeah, exactly. Whenever I have time, I always try to find out how to unsubscribe to some of those, but they don't always make it easy, and you're right. It ends up being just easier to you know, leave it alone.
A new email.
Yeah, I think at
that
point.
Well, I probably need one strictly for that business, too. And if it's not business related, I shouldn't use that email as a contact.
Well, you know, like I said, it's something that we would definitely not have listed on your website. And then when you do get a new email, we can update that for you. But it's really just to attach to the contact form when someone does fill it out. Most of the time, you just get calls directly to you, right? no matter how someone searches for you, it usually just ends up with you getting a direct phone call. For longer pieces of information, we will email things. Something that we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But we can always update any information. You know, if you, like I said, with services changing or seasons changing, your focus shifting, or any specials or promotions and things like that, we can always update that. We can certainly update that email too. But what is your current personal email?
It's Junior Switcher at Yahoo, spelled out.
Spelled out, Junior spelled out too, right?
Right.
So first name and last name at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, okay, so definitely not an email that we would want the public to see. It would be hidden, not attached at all, not seen by anyone. So if you don't have any questions for me at this point, Junior, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. A technician's going to kind of speak with you just a little bit more about like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. So just helps us to build out the website, build out the content. That call takes about 25, 30 minutes. We'll certainly do it at your convenience. And you don't have to be in front of a computer. You can be working or whatever else as long as you can carry on a conversation. The other thing I'm required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service. That, in this case, we're including the website at no additional cost, that we're reducing the cost of the service itself as well as the one-time setup fee. The voice verification, Mr. Switcher, is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, and takes just a couple of minutes.
Did you ask about the voice search?
Oh, so I'm going to put that in the notes, and that's something that our technician will speak with you about. Because like I said, I'm not sure exactly what the price is, if it's $19.99 or if we can get it included at no additional cost. But like I said, it's something that used to be included. It just didn't become cost effective for us. And, it does come with some other things that might not be preferable, like some of the other directories that Google has kind of de-emphasized as far as importance. But I'm going to put that request in. I have to wait and hear back from the supervisor of a different department. You know, we're on the sales side of things, and we do work hand in hand with the people that actually create the content and create the website. But I'd have to hear back from that supervisor specifically about that. Let me just put that in the notes here and see if he can. I'm messaging him directly right now. I know that we always want to do right by the customer. You know that old saying, the customer is always right. So we want to do right by you.
Well, I mean, mainly my word of mouth and quality of work, because every job I go on, you know, if it took me 10 hours on the dozer, I might not charge them but 8, you know.
Right.
Because sometimes you have to stop and grease it or whatever, you know.
Sure.
And if it took 10 hours, maybe I give them another hour over here cleaning up some stuff they didn't even want done, you know, or didn't, including the price, but they asked me,
wow,
could I do it? I do it for free, you know.
Right.
I do a lot of free stuff. I went to the septic tank for a guy this week, or this past week, and he was going to have to hand dig a water line about 30 feet, and I did it for no additional cost. And then driving out, the neighbor needed a couple little stumps dug up. I did it for free. And it's a little community there, so that word of mouth would travel around that whole community, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that's what I was saying before, is you kind of take pride in what you do. You provide a quality service at a fair price, and like you said, a lot of the times you're going to go that extra mile and help that client out, that customer, and not even charge them for it. And that kind of rapport building, that relationship building with your potential customers, that's going to be huge for you when more people can find you even a little bit farther away than you normally travel, but they're still willing to go. When those people are able to contact you and, you know, start using your services, and then when you go that little extra bit, you know, that value added service for them, and they start telling their friends, I mean, it's going to keep you about as busy as you want to be, and I think you're going to love it. So I got word back that it's something that we would be able to include for you. I mean, like I said, we always do want to make our clients, you know, happy and make sure that they're satisfied and make sure that, you know, that we're providing the services that they need. We do tailor our services to the needs of our company or of our clients. I think this package is going to be ideal for you, especially with all the bells and whistles that we're including. Again, that custom website is included. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included as well. So if I can get that voice verification started, I'm required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. And then, Junior, give me just 1 second, man, to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Switcher, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
JR's Sand and Gravel.
Okay. And just to be clear, the and between the sand and gravel, that's the symbol, the ampersand, not the word A-N-D spelled out, right?
Correctly.
Okay. That's how I have it. And then, Mr. Switcher, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Everyone calls me Junior Switcher, or JR.
Okay. And you're the owner, right?
I'm the owner.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
And then, Junior, as the owner of JR Sand and Gravel, JR, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company. And then, JR, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Switcher, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
I am.
Okay. Now, Mr. Switcher, it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are able to contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Now, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with this service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We're aware that you've got the Facebook page. We're aware that you might be using or might not be using Angie Leads. The reason that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for JR Sand and Gravel. Of course, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we'll always make sure that your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. And Mr. Switcher, that's fair enough, right?
It is.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to build out that website for you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, with a couple of different supervisors allowing me to include a couple of different things here, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 7th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 7th of the month, moving forward at the further reduced rate of just $249.00. And this does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional relevant directories, voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. The social media campaign, the Facebook ads are included, and in this case will also include a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Mr. Switcher, again, is included at no additional cost, meaning we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. Now, it is again...
Now, do I have to request the updates?
Well,
additional pictures and stuff, or can I gather it off the Facebook page and do it?
We can do that, yeah. If you want to just send us a quick email or a text or send us a quick phone call, and if you say, hey, I just put this photo on my Facebook page, will you put it on my website? Of course, the answer will always be yes. So you don't have to do that. I was just saying that some of our clients like the fact that they can do it on their own, but absolutely I'd say the overwhelming majority, maybe 70% of our clients just want us to take care of everything, make sure that their phone's ringing, and they take care of the rest. So, yeah, just let us know, hey, I just did another job. There's a couple more photos on my Facebook page. Can you put that on the website? We'll go ahead and do that. There's no additional costs for that. Like I said, there's no additional costs for anything. We're definitely kind of keep the pricing straightforward. Everything is straightforward. Like I said, it's month to month, so you can actually stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, the service can actually be paused seasonally, too, if necessary, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we would request, Mr. Switcher, to prevent the charge to your next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, that junior, simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Switcher, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Read them again if you don't care.
Yeah, so it is month to month. That's okay. So it's month to month. Again, it would bill for today's date, the 7th of May, $348. That's the $249 for the entire first month. The greatly reduced setup fee from $299 down to just $99. It only attaches to that first month. Every month moving forward on the 7th, it would bill for $249. You can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked or fees involved. You can pause it as necessary. When you pause it, we pause everything. We pause the billing too. We don't charge it during that time or after the fact. We don't take anything down, but we do pause the Facebook ads because, again, that's coming out of that $249. So everything would be on pause and ready for you when you want to take it back up again. You can stop at any time or pause it. We just ask that you would contact our client support at least 3 days before your billing date because we are closed on the weekend. That's to prevent the charge from happening. Now, many, many years ago, I actually worked for about a year or so in client support. And I do know that if you don't call the day before, 2 days or 3 days before, if you call 2 or 3 days after even, you say, I forgot I wanted to call you or something like that, we would always refund that payment. There's no problem to do that. But just to prevent the charge from happening in the first place, we do ask that you kind of remember to call us a couple of days before. Today's date's the 7th, so if you call us, you know, the first couple of days of the month, you say, hey, you know, I got to go on vacation or, you know, I just got a big job. Can you pause it? That kind of thing. Just let us know in advance if you can.
Okay. Well, I mean, I do in August. I usually take 2 weeks off.
You do.
I have a car show that I attend. It's a week long, and then we usually integrate that in with a vacation.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's amazing. You do that every year. I'll put that in the notes too. So we'll know. And of course, like I said, you know, we'll be contacting you from time to time just to check on you and see how things are going for you. You'll have, of course, 24/7 access to your tracking system. You can email us at any time and we'll follow up that same day or the following business day. You can actually reach a live client support agent if you have a quick question or just want us to, you know, give us the heads up that you've got another photo you want us to add. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, and that's going to be 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. And you'll get all that information by way of email in about a minute here.
Now, how do we build this website? Do I send a bunch of pictures? Can you gather them off my Facebook page? And
I can
use the ones you think would be appropriate.
If you want us to do that, yeah. I mean, we do have a very kind of experienced team with an experienced and expert eye, and I'll let them know. Just pull photos off the Facebook page as you see fit. I think they'll do a pretty good job of representing your company and the services that you provide. And then, of course, you'll be able to say, yeah, can you also add this one, or can you take down that one? You know, we want it to be as customized as you want it to be. But, yeah, I'll put that in the notes. In fact, I'm putting it in now.
I have some on there that are politically related because there was a Trump bus and we pulled our dump trucks there and took an American type picture of me and my driver.
I
got to thinking about that and I'm like, you know, some people might not be a Trump supporter, you know, so I probably don't need to use that one.
I love it.
Don't get me wrong.
I hear you.
Some of the people are going to love it too, but
I did see that one, with the bus in the background but that's one that, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'll see if, so you're saying maybe leave that one off. I'll put that in the notes.
Well, I don't know that anyone that would, of course, we're in the Bible Belt here. Where
yeah, exactly.
We're at anyway, so.
I think for the most part,
you know, and it's only going to be in this area. So
exactly.
More than likely, everyone here is going to be a Trump supporter.
I agree with it 100%. Yeah. And it's meant to target your audience, right? So, I think
right.
It's okay. I like it.
I think so. And of course, those trucks that we had in that picture, we have since upgraded to the big, what we call the Hulk. It's actually airbrushed and got the picture of the Hulk on it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another one that's out of California that's dual purpose. It has a, you can haul two loads at once, but it has a trailer you can pull
and dump.
So.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think with all of these photos, our expert team would do a pretty good job of making that website for you. Like I said, anytime you want us to add new photos, just let us know and we'll be able to do that at no additional cost. We'll take care of everything. I mean, you know, like I said, we just want you to answer your phone. You don't have to be, you know, the guy who makes frequent use of that website editor tool, but it is available for you if you needed it. And then
right.
When do you want that follow-up call?
Integrate a drone.
Okay.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
A drone is a good tool to use before and after when you're doing
it,
a big clearing job or a
really
house pad or anything.
It is. Yeah, that's something that a lot of our clients do, you know, for various types of work. Certainly for your work, for land clearing and things like that. Yeah, that would be great. And we can put videos on your website too. Again, there's no cost for us to add that. I could probably get you in, well, it'd be too short notice to do it at 10, but I could do 11 o'clock. Looks like we're booked out at 12. So 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, or this afternoon, there is a 3, 4, 5 o'clock looks booked out.
Probably
too,
around
though.
3 would be better. Cause
3?
I got about an hour window here to go look at a job about 10 miles away.
Okay.
And I've got to get up there and kind of look at it.
Sure.
And see, you know, sort of give them a price. I kind of know what they want done, but I've got to give them a price and figure out what kind of rock they want and stuff.
Okay.
But, and I'm home all day today other than that because I have to start prepping for a colonoscopy.
No kidding. Well, it seems like a perfect day to get some of this stuff done then. We'll schedule that follow-up call from 3 o'clock until 4 o'clock. Again, it's a 1 hour window. The call takes about 25, 30 minutes. It would get to you towards the very beginning of that phone call. If I do happen to be in between calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the very beginning, to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions that you might have, before handing it over to them. I might already be on a call. They'll take good care of you either way. Now, I did want to add just a little bit of extra protection here, just another layer of security on your account, just a question and an answer. So anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with JR Sand and Gravel, even if it's you, Junior, and we recognize your voice, we might from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then, Mr. Switcher, this is important, especially like 5-6 business days from now, once your website is active and online. If you ever start getting calls from someone claiming to be Google, or even if they're claiming to be Local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They would also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within 10 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If anyone calls you and asks you for more money for your Google listing, just let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection. It clearly states that moving forward, it bills once a month on the 7th for exactly $249 and not a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city.
The city. And then what is the answer?
Corinth, C-O-R-I-N-T-H.
Okay, I have to type it in twice. And then for that initial payment, did you want to put that on a credit or debit card? What's going to work best for you, sir?
Debit card. Let me go get it. All the first numbers and stuff. Not all of them. It looks like as much as I order online, I would know it by heart.
Yeah.
And I pretty much do. But, you know, nowadays I have to change my debit card probably every 4 to 6 months because somebody has hacked it or something. Then you got to go back and redo all your Amazons and eBays and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Pain. All right. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
4047.
Okay.
3200.
Yes, sir.
0581.
Okay.
7696. Expiration is 1 of 26. And 639 is the code.
Okay, so I've got 639. And then you said January or 01 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 4047? 3200-0581-7696.
Yes, sir. And it's Junior Switcher doing business as JR Sand and Gravel.
Okay, perfect. And then the billing address is at the 563 County Road 512 and Corinth 38834?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
In just a moment. Okay.
All right, so that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. Then it's going to be option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can, like I said, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. You can email the support team 24/7. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive
it's
all
one,
this information.
The support is one word, not plural.
Yeah, just one word. Support at localsplash.com. And like I said, you'll get all of this by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, I do want to give my my technician just a little bit of a head start here. Are you going to be like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want?
We work with the weather, so I've even worked on Sundays and Saturdays, but
exactly.
For the most part, it's Monday through Friday, but usually Saturday I'll go out and work. You know, I just don't go in as early.
Oh yeah, no, of course not. But you gotta get the job done sometimes, and weather does. Yeah.
24 hours straight before.
Oh wow, no kidding. Do you take like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
I do Cash App, Venmo, PayPal.
Okay.
I'd rather have cash for the most part. Checks are kind of iffy in our area, you know.
Yeah, okay.
But we can do a debit card, but I have to run it through my daughter's business, and she don't like paying taxes on it, so.
Oh, I hear you. I gotcha.
So I really struggle no debit cards, you know, for right now.
Okay.
But I can. If that's their only option, I can.
Oh, yeah.
I just have to add tax and that debit card fee to it.
Right. Okay. I'll put that here in the notes as well. There's still enough time for you to receive a reminder email. Our automated system will send you a reminder email at 2:00 that the call itself is scheduled in that 3:00 hour. I'm also going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your record. You don't have to respond to it, but it's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Not as of yet.
Okay, let me check, because I know our system does send emails in bulk every couple of minutes.
I haven't got a text or an email that I can tell yet.
Okay, it looks like the Local Splash invoice has been just sent, yeah. In a second here, you'll receive the confirmation email with the client support phone number and things like that. But I'm glad this is the only one that you've gotten so far, because it's the one that I do want you to look at. If you open it up, it says something like, "Hello, Junior. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is below." Then it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." That blue click here is hyperlinked. Do you see that?
I'm going to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah. So click on the click here. It'll go to the terms of experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing here for you. I don't want to walk you through everything. But real quick, Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But one out of 10 will choose Bing over Google. We'll mirror the content on Bing as well, so you can get those phone calls and those opportunities. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp, and Facebook. It's everything you need to be on that first page. We are going to do that custom website for you, the Facebook ads, and everything like that. You'll see a long line that goes across it. Just below it, there's a couple of things underneath your phone number, a couple of boxes we want you to check. One, of course, to receive SMS messages, which are just text messages through the computer. The other one, that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. So click on both of those boxes, and the longer box below it with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign, click in that box, Junior, and you can either type it in or copy and paste it. But if you type it, it's case sensitive, so the J and the S are capitalized, just your initials are capitalized. Everything else is lowercase. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after. But once you've got the exact match of Junior Switcher in that box, click the Confirm Signature box to the right of it. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost, that we've included the website, etc. It will also allow
there
us to
no
release.
There is no space. There is a space.
There's a space just between your first and last name, yeah. But not before it or after if you're copying and pasting it. So just Junior with a capital J, space, and then Switcher with a capital S.
And it went to the login.
Okay. So your login information, and I wouldn't recommend trying it now. You don't have to, certainly. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it, so it's prompting you to log in. Your username and password is on the welcome email, but give it a day or so. I mean, certainly after your client interview, otherwise you're just going to get a message that says we're still trying to set everything up. But if I open it up, your username looks like it is your phone number, so easy to remember. You can't change your username because it's your username in our system already, but it's easy for you to remember. And the area code's included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Just 662-664-3722. That's your username. In any correspondence to the support email, please include the phone number or the username. Big Profit is your default password. BIGPROFIT, all lowercase, no space. Once you are able to access your tracking system, you can change it or you can keep it Big Profit if you like. Either way, I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Like I said, it's got local splash, CIENG, client interview in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. Our system looks like it's about to send you another email. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's kind of an automated email that goes out to everyone. It helps us to expedite the process of getting you found online. It doesn't have to be everything on there, but if you can send us any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, a picture of your business card if you've got one. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
LLC.
Okay. So any of that information, like I said, there's a link that you can send out there. And if you have any questions, our technician will walk you through it in that 3 o'clock hour. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing, earning your business just 1 month at a time. I do hope I'm available for that beginning part of that phone call in the 3 o'clock hour. Certainly be nice to say a quick hello to you. I definitely appreciate your time, your patience, and your kindness in taking this phone call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Junior. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you around 3 o'clock.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Bye now.
Bye-bye.